sides. And what we saw last week was Secretary Kerry in Geneva getting up and talking about this leaflet that was put out, which regarding Jewish registration in Donetsk. And it appears that this is just a hoax. This is not a real thing. And yet it was identified as something of major significance by the secretary and by others. And I'm just wondering, given that and the apparent the fact that what appears to have been a hoax got turned into something very much more major than it had the potential to be, if these photographs could fall, if the Russians could point to these photographs as falling into the same category.
Well, Matt, there's a range of details out there we've talked about that leads us to believe there's a strong connection. We'll let people draw their own conclusions.
Jen, but you're saying you're making a case in this case.
Hmm? Well, Saeed, I would point you to...
Let me finish.
Okay. I would point you to what the secretary, the president, Susan Rice have said, what we've all been saying for weeks about the strong connection. This is not a new argument.
But you're not... are you saying that the United States government, with its, you know, great tradition of intelligence gathering and sources and so on, is now dependent on publicly traded photographs on the internet and Twitter and so on?
I think it's fair to convey that we're looking at a fair share of classified and unclassified information. We're discussing both. But these are a range of photos, and you've hit the point on the nail on the head there, that have been publicly available, that are on Twitter, that are in international media, and we'll let you draw your own conclusions.
No, you said something that they appear to be, they look like. Are you saying that you're actually looking at their, what they look physically, and they look like people who are connected to Russia? Is that what you're suggesting?
Again, Saeed, I think I've answered this question.
You're saying that these photographs back up classified intelligence that
you've gotten. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying they back up the public argument we've been making for weeks.
Right, but your argument is not just based on the publicly available photographs like these ones, correct?
Obviously, I'm not going to talk about classified information.
Well, I'm just asking
you. But it is fair that we are having a range of conversations with our international partners, and these photos, which are again publicly available, are just further evidence or further examples.
I guess I'm just not sure why you keep pointing out that they're publicly available. I mean, no one's saying they're not, but just because they're publicly available I don't see how that buttresses your argument one way or the other. What I'm asking is whether these publicly available photographs mesh with, back up any indications that you're getting from non-public or intel.
Well, Matt, I'd point you to the public argument we've been making for weeks about.
Would you make that public argument if you didn't have other reason to believe that it was true?
I'm not going to answer it further.
Well, then I'm not sure. Then you're just.
I think we have consistently made the same argument about the connection between Russia and between these armed militants. That's been consistent for weeks. These photos just show further examples of that connection.
But you wouldn't be making that argument. Am I correct? You wouldn't be making that argument if you didn't have other reasons to suspect that this. That
we feel confident in our argument. I'm not going to back it. I'm not going to outline it further.
These photographs and this publicly available evidence does actually support what we have gathered by other means.
What we've stated for weeks.
Okay.
Do we have any more on this topic?
Yeah, I have one more question.
Okay.
Now, the Russians are claiming that the Ukrainians are already, you know, they already violated the terms of the agreement in Geneva. Do you have any comment on that?